From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. EPA officials announced today that public health and the environment are in danger from climate-changing pollution. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has more.
The EPA's announcement responds to a Supreme Court decision 2 years ago. States and environmental groups had sued the EPA. They challenged the agency's contention under President Bush that it didn't have the power to regulate heat-trapping gases. By declaring that greenhouse gases endanger public health, the EPA is laying the groundwork for regulating greenhouse gas emissions. Under President Obama, the agency already has proposed rules for cutting global warming pollution from new passenger vehicles and from new power plants and factories and those undergoing major renovations. The announcement comes as representatives from around the world meet in Copenhagen to negotiate a new international response to climate change. President Obama plans to attend that meeting later this month. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke says while the U.S. economy has improved, it's still a little early to declare victory. Speaking today at the Economic Club of Washington, the Fed chairman said a major issue is whether the current recovery, which has begun to take hold, will create enough jobs to bring down what has been a record-high unemployment rate. While the jobless rate did fall from 10.2% to 10% last month, most analysts are expecting only modest growth for the economy next year. Fed officials meet next week to debate current interest rate policy. A Chicago man was charged today with conspiracy in the November 2008 terrorist attack in Mumbai, India that killed 166 people. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
The U.S. attorney in Chicago filed new terrorism conspiracy charges against 49-year-old David Coleman Headley, who has been in federal custody since his arrest in October on charges of plotting to attack a Danish newspaper. Prosecutors say Headley helped scope out potential targets in Mumbai, allegedly conducting extensive surveillance for more than 2 years prior to the deadly attacks in India's largest city. Headley faces charges of aiding and abetting the murder of six Americans who were killed in Mumbai, as well as six counts of conspiracy charges for those attacks and for plotting to carry out retribution against a Danish newspaper that published a controversial cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad in 2005. Federal prosecutors in Chicago say Headley is cooperating in the investigations into both terror plots. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Bombings in two separate regions in Pakistan have killed as many as 40 people and left dozens of others injured today. Officials say at least 34 people died, as many as 100 more were hurt when two bombs tore through a crowded market in the eastern city of Lahore. The marketplace bombing occurred after another suicide bombing in Peshawar in northwestern Pakistan that claimed at least 10 lives. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained a point today. The NASDAQ lost 4 points. This is NPR. A bipartisan group of Senate lawmakers were out with an amendment to the Senate's health care bill. Led by Nevada Senator Ben Nelson, the group is proposing an amendment that would put in place much more stringent restrictions on abortion coverage. Liberal lawmakers say it goes beyond current law and, as a result, say they won't support it. However, Nelson said he can't vote for the bill without the abortion language. The amendment as proposed would bar most private insurance companies that receive federal money from covering abortion procedures. Top NATO military officials are mapping out how to best use their resources in Afghanistan after alliance foreign ministers agreed last week to boost the mission by several thousand additional soldiers. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton managed to secure commitments of some 7,000 more troops from NATO to support the U.S. addition of 30,000. Military planners meeting in Mons, Belgium, formalized the contributions of those new resources, applying them to the list of priorities the alliance has in Afghanistan. The top military commander for NATO, U.S. Admiral James Stavridis, says he's pleased with the response so far, but it's not just combat troops he wants.
What we're really seeking as we move forward is capability for training.
Training of the Afghan police and army has lagged in past years, delaying the day international forces can eventually hand over the security of the country and withdraw, as President Obama envisions beginning in 2011. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
AOL becomes an independent company again later this week, shedding its ties to giant Time Warner as the pair dissolves a 9-year-old marriage. As of this Wednesday, Time Warner shareholders will get one share of AOL for every 11 of their Time Warner shares. AOL will start off a profitable debt-free company worth about $2.5 billion. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.